Today's reading is in John chapter 19, starting in verse 23. John 19, verse 23. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This was a short reading, but it's a very important passage, very important section of scripture, the crucifixion of Jesus. Meant to be a cruel punishment, but was actually liberation from sin. The Lamb of God sacrificed to bring about the forgiveness of sins. So we have this scene of Jesus on the cross, and the soldiers are basically taking trophies. They're wanting to divide up his things. And they don't want to take the tunic and divide it because it was a one-piece tunic, which means it was high quality. It was a good item. And they didn't want to tear that, which would ruin it. So they decide they will gamble for his clothes. They'll cast lots. Jesus didn't have a lot to begin with, but he has nothing left either. Even his tunic, even his clothes are taken away from him. And then you have these women that are watching him, including his mother, who must have been completely distraught. What mother wouldn't be at watching their child die in front of them? And then we see that John is there as well. And when he sees his mother and this disciple whom he loved, he says, "Woman, behold your son." He's not referring to himself. He's not saying, "Look at me." He's saying, "This disciple will now be your son. He's going to take care of you." He's entrusting her to him. Then he says to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And he knew exactly what that meant. For after this point, he takes her to his own home. John has, in essence, adopted Jesus' mother. But Jesus has just a couple more things, just a couple more prophecies that are fulfilled. And when you think about the number of prophecies of Jesus, you realize how incredible it is that he's taking care to fulfill all of them. And so he cries that he's thirsting, and then he says, "It is finished." And I've talked about this idea of drinks that were offered to him before. He was basically offered two different drinks. One would dull the pain, and one would sort of shock you, wake you up, kind of a drink. And he refuses one, but he takes the other because he has this last thing to say. "It is finished." Not just his life on that cross with the, you know, strength and ability to breathe and everything just going away from him. No, the whole task, the whole job that he came to do, the fulfillment of the will of God was finally finished. And he dies. And it's a touching moment. He's gone through all the terrible beating. He's gone through all the false accusations and false testimony. He's gone through all of these different things. And now he finally gets to be free of the pain. But I don't know if Jesus was thinking about the pain. It seems to me, from what we have recorded here, that he's thinking about the job. Even in agony on the cross, he was still thinking about us. He was still having compassion on us. That's a heavy thing to think about today. But that compassion teaches us something. It teaches us that even in our worst of moments, we don't have to be only focused on self. I realize when we're in pain, I realize that when things happen to us, you know, we're trying to take care of ourselves and we think about ourselves. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. But I'm saying that Jesus teaches us the level of compassion that we are told to live up to as an example. The love that he has. Maybe that's what we need to be in prayer about today, that we embrace the idea of being compassionate toward others. Of course, there's also this sacrifice of Jesus for us to think about today and pray that we don't ever forget it. That each and every day that goes by, we continue to remember the terrible price of sin. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.